Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Back in August, we read about the beginning of the Gospel, Christ Jesus, the Son of God. The Gospel started 2,000 years ago, when Jesus, the eternal creator of all, became flesh. As man, he was baptized even though he knew not sin. As man, he was tempted even though he could not fail. He did all this in order that many sons and daughters could be brought into the glorious house of the Father. He is not ashamed to call you brother or sister if you are born into God's family by believing in Him. He did all this so that He knows all the weaknesses of us humans. He prays for you and for me all the time. We can always run to the seat of mercy for love and strength when we fail. Soon after the baptism and temptation, the Bible says the Lord Jesus began to preach the gospel. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." Indeed, the time has come. Jesus called Simon and his brother Andrew, as well as James and his brother John, to be his first disciples. Together, they walked through the towns and villages of Israel, proclaiming the gospel. Let's read a passage from the Gospel of Mark. Mark, chapter 1, verse 21. "They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue, who was possessed by an evil spirit, cried out, 'What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.' 'Be quiet,' said Jesus sternly. 'Come out of him.' The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, 'What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to the evil spirits and they obey him.' News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee." In this passage, there are two English words that were transliterated from the Bible's original languages. Sabbath is a Hebrew word meaning rest. Here it means the seventh day of the week that is called Saturday nowadays. It is the day for the Israelites to rest from their own works and to draw strength from the life-giving God. The place they meet every week is called a synagogue, a Greek word meaning gather together. On a certain Sabbath, the Jews in the town of Capernaum gathered in their synagogue as usual for the reading of the scriptures and for worshiping the Lord their God. In their midst, there was a poor man. We don't know for how long he had been in bondage, and nobody seemed to be able to help. He was totally helpless and hopeless. He spoke whatever the evil spirit inside dictated to him. He motioned as the evil spirit controlled him. He had no freedom. He had no rest. Now the Lord Jesus came, teaching the Jews like no teachers of the law did. Some heard his teaching and loved it. Some heard his teaching but hated it. All of them were convicted in their hearts. The evil spirit could not hold it any longer. He forced the poor man to confront the Lord Jesus. But our Lord of Light did not want anything to do with the devil. He simply shut him up and commanded him to come out of the poor man. Hallelujah! That poor man, after so many years of suffering, was finally set free at the words of Jesus. People back then were all amazed. Shouldn't they be? Now, let's continue to read chapter 1, verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. After teaching at the synagogue and healing the demon-possessed man, Jesus went to his second patient, the mother-in-law of his disciple Simon. The senior woman had a fever. Even though she wanted to be up serving the guests, she had no strength. She had to lie down in a bed. Jesus heard of her sickness and knew her desire in her heart. He took her hand up and pulled her up. At that instant, the fever was gone. She had the strength to serve her guests and her Lord. After this, the Bible says Jesus and his disciples traveled throughout Galilee, preaching in their synagogues and driving out demons. Now we come to Mark chapter 1, verse 40. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said. "Be clean." Immediately, the leprosy left him, and he was cured. Here came a leper, someone who had a very severe infectious disease. In the old days, there was no medical means to cure leprosy. So, a leper, once confirmed of his leprosy, was cast out of his hometown, away from his own family and relatives, away from any people. He had to mess up his hair so that everyone can see and tell that he had leprosy. Whenever anyone drew near, he had to yell, "Unclean, unclean," so that people could avoid him. A leper had no help. A leper had no hope. But not this one. This one heard of Jesus and came to Jesus. He was not afraid of possible reproach from Jesus or his disciples. With all his hope, he cried out, "If you are willing." Not only was our Lord willing, but also he reached out his hand and touched the unclean man. He told him, "I am willing. Be clean." At once, the poor, filthy leper was cleansed. From head to toe, he was completely clean. At this point, dear friend, I have to read a few verses from the prophet Isaiah, who told us that Jesus was coming. Let's read Isaiah chapter 53, verses 1 to 6. "Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Like one from whom men hide their faces, he was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows. Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Indeed, Jesus came at the appointed time, just as prophesied. He took all the sin of man upon himself. He died on the cross, but rose from the dead on the third day. Now he is in heaven, looking at all of us and praying for you and for me. Dear friend, do you have an evil spirit in you trying to control you? Fear not. Jesus speaks to you. Wherever God's word is heard, there is freedom. Do you have the desire to serve God but lack the strength? Fear not. Jesus stretches out his hands to pull you up. Do you feel rejected and unclean? Fear not. Jesus is willing. Yes, our Lord is willing. He reaches out and touches you. May all of our hearts be touched. May the love of our God in Christ Jesus fill your heart. Bye-bye.